and it was, the school was about two blocks from where I lived. Mm-hmm. And prior to going to school that morning, I'd asked my mother to let me go to a picture show that afternoon, and that there was a picture called 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, based on Jules Verne's submarine story. Mm-hmm. And I was very anxious to see it, and she didn't have any change, and she gave me a half a dollar and told me to spend a nickel to go into the show and bring her the change. And I put the half a dollar in the little watch pocket of the trousers that I was wearing and went on off to school. And before school recess that day, we heard fire wagons going down Boulevard. And that was about maybe around 1:30, and I think school let out around 2. And about 2 o'clock when school was out, we all went out, got off the schoolyard, and I happened to look back over toward West End, out on, in a, kind of a southwest direction, and saw a tremendous amount of smoke, and those fire wagons were going, and we'd heard those, and the kids was kind of scared, and I wasn't any exception. I was scared too, but I decided I wouldn't go to that picture show. I'd go home first and get a clearance and okay for mother. And I walked on over to the house, and when I got there, well, the people all around the neighborhood were pretty excited, and some of them was taking some of their belongings and furnishings out of, dragging them out of the house, just dragging them out in the yard, and so they wouldn't be destroyed in case the fire burned the house up. But mother had someone pull a trunk that had some of her clothing and some of her belongings in, and she wanted to try and save that if she could, and it was pulled out in the yard, and she had her purse in a handbag, and she put it in the trunk and closed the lid on the trunk and was sitting there on the trunk talking, and till someone with authority, I don't recall whether it was a policeman or one of the members of the National Guard or somebody, they were coming through in groups and notifying the people that they had to leave, that they just had to go. And the streetcar line ran right up in front of the house down Jackson Street, and we walked out of the yard and walked out to the streetcar line, and when the car came, we got on the car, and it was my mother and my sister and I had a little Manchester Terrier dog. We call him a Fice. And I had picked that little dog up in my arms and got on the streetcar with it, and went to pay the fare. Mother realized that her purse was in the trunk, and that upset her more than she already was, and we couldn't get off the car and go back and get it. They wouldn't let anybody go back in that area. You had to go one way, and that was out. And we were going downtown and transfer to another streetcar and go out to visit a relative of mine that lived out near Brookwood Station. And we were going to get a transfer, but first I wanted to pay the conductor the fare, and I reached in my pocket and got that half a dollar that mother gave me to go to the show with and offered it to him. He wouldn't accept it and said he wasn't accepting any fares from people that was leaving that area. And so he gave us the transfers to where we could get on the other car and go on out to Brookwood. Mm-hmm. And we went out there and spent the night with these relatives. And the next day, we went early that morning. We got up, and my brother located us. He had an old Model T Ford, and of course it was new at that time. But he drove us from out at Brookwood back over to Jackson Street and Houston. That's where our house was, right on the corner. And when we got there, and before we got there, we saw it wasn't anything but just, like I say, a vast area of destruction. The only thing left was ashes and chimneys standing up, and excuse me. It was kind of unhappy making to see everything that you had had been destroyed. And I distinctly remember I had a Daisy air rifle, and used to keep it behind the bed in a corner in my room, and I knew where the room was right there on the ground floor. It was a two-story house, but I went the right way. I kept that gun, and there all that was left was a barrel. The stock had burned up, and I heard that there wasn't any fatalities, that maybe some injuries, but nobody was killed, and I was glad to hear that. But for a while there, that half a dollar was all the money that our family had.
What'd you do?
How's that?
How did you get by on just that half a dollar? What did you do after the fire?
It seemed like to me that when my brother located us out there at Brookwood Station, mm-hmm. well, he of course had some money with him, and he let mother have some money, and my father, it was down in Jasper County, and he came up and found us out there, and we all went downtown and had breakfast that day at a restaurant. And I remember I had the dog right along, that little Manchester Terrier, and put him under the table and slipped him a piece of toast or some bacon or something. And the people in the restaurant, they didn't care. Everybody was so distressed that you could do pretty much as you pleased. And then it's when he took us out there and we saw that everything was gone, just burned.
Mm-hmm. Let me just